probably was a clap.
It's only Nick. Nick's the only one on the screen right now.
On the bonus roll.
The Quick Ansel Comedy Show, where we have thin crusts and thick girls. Joining me in studio, as always, is our thick girls, Tom Brent.
Excuse me? I've lost weight.
Yeah.
I'm down 5 pounds.
Call that phone number.
No.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Call that phone number. Tell him how thin he looks.
Yeah. Tell him how
thin. She.
Sorry. I didn't mean to guess your gender. My mistake.
And, as always, joining us in school, the
whip-wielding
wonder of Jamie Knoll.
I am this whip now. That's all.
She found a whip. She found an old family whip.
I am the whip. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
I think it's a wand, actually. It's a very floppy wand.
It's very wand-like.
Yeah.
It's well-balanced.
I don't know. Oh, wow.
This is where the video podcast really plays in.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, tune into Norm MacDonald's podcast. So that you can watch a podcast.
I love Norm MacDonald.
Better not cross me.
And video podcast brought to you by our amazing camera tech, James Hastings.
Hi. I'm over here in the small part of the shot. Hello.
Yeah. Small part of the shot, big hair. Woo. Big hair. When's the last time you got a haircut?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Are we counting? If we counted trim, then like I was just in like about a month ago, just to get the dead end taken care of. Full cut.
Dominoes.
Shit, dude, it's probably been about like 5-6 years. It's been a while. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you know what?
Do the math. No.
Mm-hmm. Don't do the math. Don't do it.
It's been like 8 years. It's been like 8 years since a full cut.
Ooh, he carried the one.
Do you have hair goals? Like, are you trying to grow it like past your knees?
No. This is actually about the length I want it to live. No. Because otherwise it starts getting in the way. Like, this is still manageable. I can toss it up in a bun or, like, if I'm on a set.
You can throw it over your shoulder like your Continental Soldier.
Sure can. It does hang well.
So over the shoulder.
Honestly, like, long hair is, like, way more cumbersome than you would anticipate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to it. I'd feel weird without long hair now. I'm sorry. My lips weren't on the tip, Tom. I'm sorry about that.
Long hair, don't care.
Excuse you.
Tom's just happier thinking about his tip. And returning guest to the podcast, always late to every show, Dion Arnold.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Are we live?
You're allowed to make fun of the show now.
Yeah. Well, wasn't really late because it's not live. Like, you could easily wait, you know?
No.
Yeah, I'm the slow part of the show today. I'm sorry. I don't drive the Batmobile. I'm currently touring in my van, so it doesn't really, you know. Not a whole lot of pep to it.
Touring all the way from your home now,
Vancouver. In the van from Van.
One of the most expensive cities in the world.
That's why I live in a van.
Yeah. Rent's low in the van.
Yeah, I have a one-bedroom apartment anywhere in Vancouver. Pretty nice.
Wow. On Hastings, huh?
Usually.
In that good neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, things are cheap. Friends come easy and die
they overdose
easy.
Really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a sad place.
Mm-hmm.
Sad place.
So you've been living in Vancouver now for about how long?
About a year.
That sounds like about 365 days or so.
Close to it, yeah. Good math.
Out,
this show brought to you by math.
We're good at it, guys.
I don't know.
I don't know how to tip the pizza man, but I gave him all of it.
Perfect.
So, there you go.
Math never once.
So please donate.
Yeah,
Quick please. Is running out of money.
Yep. Please, guys. Patreon my Kickstarter up to me, please.
Domino's Kickstarter.
Domino's Kickstarter.
Yeah, so we can buy some more donuts. What are you calling these things?
Nugs.
Bread nugs.
Yeah. Bread nugs.
Donugs.
Donugs.
They're little nuggets.
Yeah, little nuggets.
They're
just
dough.
Crust.
Yeah.
Just crust.
It's extra crust.
If it's greasy enough, I love it.
When they cut the pizza, they have that extra crust. They just roll it up in balls, roll it around in cheese and garlic, and then they're like, there you go, we'll sell this for a discount.
Idiots will buy this.
You shading my nugs, but they almost gone.
Yeah, don't shade those nugs. you don't know. You haven't been in Edmonton for like 12 months, but we don't shade nugs here, okay?
Yeah, don't bro me if you don't know me, bro.
Yeah, it's been 52 weeks that you've been in Vancouver.
I love Vancouver.
Already the nug shade is coming nugs. Out.
Edmonton's nug culture is really advanced in the past year. We've really taken it in strides. It's gone ahead leaps and bounds. We're probably like top in the world as far as Nug subculture goes.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you guys.
Thanks.
Really progressive.
We're trying.
Moving the world forward, one Nug at a time.
We're trying really hard.
Vancouver's Nugs are usually smokable.
Yeah, we so can edibles. Tell from all the smoke that's coming into Alberta right now.
Yeah.
We get it. Your whole province started vaping at us. It's like they're all blowing a big cloud.
Vape Nage, Force Nage.
Yeah. Blowing fat clouds.
Is
that how they say it?
Good old fire clouds.
Ooh. So you're a standing-up comedian.
I'm a standing-up comedian. I'm sitting down right now.
Well, you do. You're a man of many hats.
Comedian. Yeah.
A man full of them.
Even though he was wearing that very same hat yesterday, are you just a man of one hat, actually?
No, I wore a toque this morning, and then I didn't know it was going to be videotaped.
I redact
my
comments.
Hat.
Oh, yeah, we don't like to tell people that. So come here with open sores, which is the worst makeup. Surprise.
Yeah, you don't have a makeup lady. What's going on?
Sorry, but we do have a pizza box you can rub around yourself. Get
just put that around my face.
Extra
perfect.
Shine.
Yeah.
I have sunscreen if anyone needs it.
These lights are bright.
We need sunscreen on the most overcast day of the year.
I was just thinking about all my makeup. I'm like, none of it would work on any of you, but you can use the sunscreen.
I don't know. I'm pretty pale. I think I got a similar color scheme.
I feel like my sunscreen even too tinted for you, actually.
Speaking of color scheme, though, you guys are all wearing blue.
Yeah, I think one of you needs to change.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I already changed, so.
Zip up your sweat,
yeah,
bitch.
Well, do you have, like, another color of polo that you could put on for it?
It's not my polo. Hashtag not my polo.
I don't own any polos, or I'd offer you one.
Me neither. I don't. I hate.
You're
I
wearing
hate polos.
One right now.
It's Nick's
you
polo.
I don't have any polos on me right now.
You are a polo now, Tom. You're just sheer polo. You are the energy of polo, just shining like a beacon.
Hashtag me too. Help. This is awful.
Tom spilled coffee on himself, so now he has to wear a polo.
I feel your energy. I can feel your boat owning dad.
The polo of shame.
Ironically, the boat that my dad would own would be like an aluminum fucking dinghy.
Or a canoe that he like just got from a friend.
Or my dad would find one of his friends and get one like hand carved. That's my dad. He would either get like an aluminum one or he'd get a hand carved because he's like, oh, look, it's authentic.
Tom's dad, Buffalo Brent.
Yeah.
Portaging across the Midwest with his hand carved canoe.
That's the fucking lily.
Yeah.
You just thought about selling all your horses to buy a new shirt?
I think Tom's wearing the most expensive shirt in the room.
Yeah, probably.
For sure.
I can verify that mine cost $15.99.
Verified. Do you already found that, or did you, like, win it?
It came with the van.
Also, Nick, just so you know, and this is only for the video podcast. For the audio podcast, it doesn't really matter. You have pizza on your face.
Cool.
Okay, just so you know.
Are they different podcasts?
Oh, it's gone.
Well, no, some people just listen, and some people just watch. Some people do both.
I think the mic was covering the pizza.
I would hope that the video has audio.
I know.
I think the mic was effectively obscuring
the pizza. You gotta sync them up. You just gotta.
That's why we do the clapping at the end, and we also gotta do mid clapping as well.
Yeah, so that people can sync up the video to the audio for listeners at home for your own choose your own adventure of what episode you're listening to.
You choose how this podcast goes.
Because we certainly don't.
Yeah. Call Tom. Call Tom at his number.
Hence why we're doing it in a garage.
Yeah. It's just because Shakespeare beat us out today.
I do appreciate that we're doing a podcast in a garage that has cameras, because now if I show up dead, there's at least video footage of it happening.
Oh, my God.
Evident.
This is the next level of the podcast. I just realized Mark Maron does his podcast in a garage, and he got the president on his.
And we got Dion.
Yeah, I'm a lot easier to get into a garage. My van usually needs to go to a garage. Can we do a how-to video? How-to oil change?
How-to oil change.
It feels like more the show that we should be doing right now.
You just want a free fucking oil
change.
There's
so many. I would love that.
There are actually two smoke machines in this garage somewhere.
And a bubble machine.
And a confetti gun.
This is all true.
Steve is a hoarder.
Who is this person?
Steve has problems.
Steve is a party professional.
The thing that's caught my attention the most is the like kids potty training seat on a shelf, like right by the door.
I don't know why that's there. We have a bag full of life jackets.
What do you want?
Huh? What
makes
do you want?
Perfect sense.
Spin the wheel. Let's play the next round.
How many Diet Pepsis do you want? 39.
So are those
or
all
40?
Off of Tom's dad's boat?
So I was just going to say,
are they horse size?
Hand carved canoe.
James, can I get a lower third here?
Are they
for
so
a
you
second?
Can take the horses onto your boat?
Yeah. Right. So I was just going to say, anything that's in the garage that anybody wants to buy, I'll sell it to you.
Text Tom to buy one of his horses.
Well, none of this is mine, but I'll sell it to you. Just shoot me a text.
Horse
anyways,
blower. He'll broker one. The deal.
Do you guys want horse life jackets? Hit up Tom.
Do they make horse life jackets?
How else do you get a horse on a boat?
See, the thing is,
safety.
Is if a horse gets like a bruise, they kill it. So I don't think they have life jackets for
good,
horses.
I don't fucking like them anyway.
Speaking,
I think you're thinking
someone,
of a peach. If a peach gets a bruise, you kill it.
As someone wearing a polo shirt, I took that way too seriously.
Yep. I should. Sorry,
listen,
I was busy
listen,
getting
horses,
all this melty.
Any horses listening? If you get a bruise, run. Run far, far away.
Yeah. Well, that's why they kill them, because they can't run anymore.
Is that what a Charlie horse
again,
is?
Again, you just sound like a horse expert with that shirt on.
Yeah. Look at all of your equine knowledge that's just, like, radiating from your polo.
Ask me about horse facts. I'll tell you if they're true or not.
Can you please spill, like, pizza on that shirt so you go change?
Into what? There's no more shirts.
I want to say.
You could just wear only James's leather jacket.
This garage has a lot of things, but it doesn't have any shirts.
I mean, I have to go do a short film after this. I have wardrobe with me. But if you spill anything on that, I'm fucked.
Yeah, we could just dress you in one of the life jackets if you want. Or just
there's
go bare-chested. Just
there.
Go bare-chested and then ride a horse,
actually,
and then you're the savior of
enough,
Russia.
We have enough extension cords that we could just wrap it around you and make an outfit out of extension
this sounds,
cords.
This all sounds like you guys are trying to make me die.
No.
Then you plug it, and then you plug in the extension cord, and then I go, and then you smell the burning hair from the last episode.
I like that you don't know how extension cords work.
Don't kill him till I take out a life insurance.
I know more about horses than I know about extension cords.
I'll agree with that.
Horse blower!
Shout out to Chris
Gordon. What
else
do we know about horse?
People blow them.
Okay.
That's true.
Oh, what was the name of the horse that fucked that guy to death?
Stanley.
No, it was like,
did anyone
that's
watch
false.
That video ever of the
was
people
it Mr.
that like
Hands? Is that
Mr. Mean? Hands is the one that died. That's not the horse's name.
Ed,
oh,
was
okay.
It Ed, was it? It wasn't the famous Ed the horse, was it?
No.
Oh, I think man. He had a horse name like horse like name. Larson, America's number one selling storm door.
Clipper.
Tom, horse expert. Do you not know the horse personally?
Oh no. I don't. I just know that if you tell me a horse fact, I can tell you if it's true or false.
Please text Tom the answer to this question.
Yes, please. 780.
Someone please text Tom.
We're counting on you, Drake.
All
Toronto.
I have is Jamie.
I'm not very
you,
good,
Drake
you guys.
Toronto.
She doesn't text me a lot.
There's a guy named Drake from Toronto that listens to this and texts Tom, but it's not that Drake.
It's an alternate Drake.
He made sure to mention that, and I was like, yeah, I know. And he was like, what do you mean you know? And I'm like, I know that you're not that Drake. And he's like, oh, okay, I guess that's fair enough. I was like, I could tell why you like this show. No offense, Drake. I love you, and thank you for texting me.
If the real Drake is listening to this, know that you have an imposter. Living next door to you.
There could be only one!
I feel like one day we should give out Drake's number on the air, but let's not do that.
Oh, I don't have it saved anymore.
Don't you have enough lawsuits to deal with?
Occasionally.
Drake?
Yeah.
So I was looking at real estate recently with the wife a little while ago.
You have a wife?
This rings a bell.
That's how you
That's
can...
That's a fucking...
He bought a really practical Jesus one so he wouldn't saw his hand off or whatever.
For everyone in the audio who didn't see that shot... That is a camouflage ring.
can't even see it.
He is trying to hide his marriage.
That's why you didn't know I was married in the camouflage. Yeah.
Well, Dion's also not had been in Edmonton for a year.
Oh, God, is she buried in the woods?
No, that's my ex.
No, she was in a freezer. But Nick, I thought you've never killed a woman.
Yeah, I didn't kill her, but it's my ex, and now she's dead. So, unrelated thing. Oh. Collation, guys. That's not how it works.
So sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, me and my wife are looking at real estate. Do you have any recommendations for vans?
Yeah, get a Sprinter. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Mercedes.
They're a high roof, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can actually stand up inside them.
Them tall and narrow ones?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're easy to park, easy to drive. Amazing engines. They'll last forever.
Just seems like you couldn't drive it on the highway without the wind blowing it over.
Yeah, but people drive their RVs and semi-trailers and stuff, too.
Looks, I mean, I don't know anything about physics, really, but it looks so structurally unsound.
Yeah, as a horse expert, I'm impressed with how much you know about cars.
Well, they have horsepower.
That's how it all started, huh?
True.
That's how you got the crossover?
Yeah.
Oh, there's something about horses? I'm in. I actually have friends in real estate if you need some recommendations.
We're looking at a builder.
Benjamin Lotz in Spruce Grove, and then my friend Ellie Vetter is becoming a real estate agent.
Oh, shit, my brother-in-law is also a real estate agent.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, use my guy instead.
I'm not looking for
use mine.
I'm looking for a builder to build a new house.
Oh, I have a friend that does that as well. Robson,
so
Robson Blair.
Qualico
Homes. Hit up Robson Blair.
Robson Blair. This is awesome because I'll actually be able to listen back to this.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep dropping names. On this podcast.
Will this be the first episode of the Quick and Slow Comedy Show that Nick actually listens to?
I have to listen to them all. I've got to get rid of all the times you say the N-word.
So far, it's not very many, I hope.
Seamless editing.
We're really good.
Is that the name of your horse?
the N-word?
Boat name?
No, the boat's name is installs in half the time, and the horse's name is America's number one selling storm
just
door.
You're fucking reading shit from a storm door.
Storm door?
Aren't we all? Isn't that just like a metaphor for life?
Is it weird when your own podcast goes over your head? That's strange.
It's 50 cents.
It's another one video. We've got this lovely storm door packaging right behind where Nick and I are sitting.
Over my head.
You really got to watch the video. It's a special day.
No, it was over his head, but no, it's 50 cents. It's a metaphor for change.
This is storm door humor at its finest, you guys.
We do have a lot of storm doors today. This is
I know about horses and also storm doors.
This is not
ask
how
me
a
anything.
Normal podcast goes, Dion.
Are you sponsored by Larson, America's number one selling storm door?
That's why we have two.
I like that they're on either
there's
side.
Another
there
one.
There is a storm going on outside that no one's noticed. You know?
I know,
because we
like
have
these
storm
doors.
Doors
are really working well.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've let the storm out and not back in.
If you're looking for a storm door, this is one that I know of.
This is the garage to come take them from.
Yeah, this is a big garage.
No, but genuinely straight up, if you text me, I will sell you anything in this garage.
Oh,
anything.
There should be a Facebook Live. So, Dion, you're more than just a stand-up comedian, though. You are also a performer. A thespian.
Yeah.
Freaking dirty thespian. Scissor and other thespians all the time. Mm-hmm. You performed last year at the Edmonton Fringe. You did a small little shindig called I Had a Threesome Last Night?
It was called So I Was at a Threesome Last Week.
So I Was at a Threesome Last
with,
Week.
With Alex Barling. Yeah.
Who's the darling of a man.
Oh, absolutely.
He's wonderful. And it was a huge success.
Yeah, we had a sellout run last year. It was really good.
And this year you are back in the City of Champions to wow them again with your amazing acts.
Are we still the City of Champions? I don't.
No,
I think
it's
we
Champions.
I like. Just put a little over the P, and now it's back. We can keep saying it.
Yeah, we're not the City of
Copyright
Champions.
Copyright infringement
anymore.
Is no longer a thing.
Yeah, had to talk to a lot of lawyers about that one. So.
Yeah,
it's all in the inflection.
I am back to do Fringe again this year.
And what do you got this year?
I have a very different show. I mean, last year's show was all about a very true story.
What's it called? Dion's fuck van?
No, this show is called My Grandmother's Maid, and it's all about my grandmother's life and her passing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, yeah, a very different topic than. So I fucked this dude with one eye, and this other lady was there too. Yeah, no, our last year's show was about like this really strong woman that decided to just like grab the two of us, and have that. And it was hilarious and super silly. But this is, yeah, this is definitely a little bit different than that.
A little bit different one.
Still a comedy. Still very much a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, well, less sex.
I've been told some people are very uncomfortable with comedy that deals around, like, death.
Yeah, probably. We're all very, the whole world's scared of death, which is why I like telling this story, because it's about my grandmother not being scared of death.
Well,
at all.
And we're all going to die. That's where you all go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think my grandmother really knew that. Like, she was very, very stoic, always, like, really understood that nothing in life was sacred. Like, very much like a comic.
Oh.
Yeah, where, like, you know,
you
can't hold anything sacred. You can under the thick skin, but know that it's not sacred to anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Know? I always think it's weird that when a comedian talks about death on stage or something, people always pull back, they draw back.
Their assholes get so tight.
They feel connected to it and vulnerable.
Yeah, and I think that's why it works better as, like, an hour-long show that people are aware that they're going to. Mm-hmm. Instead of just, like, springing it on them mid-set, you know?
Halfway through an open mic.
Exactly. I have 5 minutes. I'm mostly going to talk about my grandma passing. Cool? No? Didn't think so.
So how did this idea come to you?
Well, she passed.
Oh.
And
it's nonfiction.
It's a very true story. She passed last October. While she was going, I thought, this is kind of fun. And I thought it might make for a good show, mostly because I asked her if she'd want the story told, and she said yes. And so it became, all right, well, I'm going to start taking notes and remembering all this and, yeah, find a way to honor her in my art.
So does she get, like, a co-writing credit or, like... producer.
Oh, well, yeah, that way it'll actually sell.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm thinking maybe if you want, like, her name attached to the vehicle in some way.
To the vehicle?
Yeah, the vehicle, the project.
Oh, okay.
I thought
you were going back to my van all of a sudden.
Professional never going back to your van. I can only imagine what your van smells like. I am never going back there.
This is television, not smell-o-vision.
Oh, okay. Scratch your screens, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you'll accidentally hit like. So you sat down, kind of a hard thing for you to go through. You sat down, you wrote about it. Did you work out any of this on stage or like?
Yeah, I absolutely did. I spent a lot of time in Vancouver doing it at open mics, just like we talked about. And yeah,
having people laugh.
There were times that it would go really well, and then there was times that it would go really awkwardly. And some people would really, like, would come up to me after shows and be like, that was really, really great. That was very poignant. Thank you for talking about that. I'm going through something similar. And they were always very happy to have someone be able to hear about it in another sense. Because really, no one does talk about it. And it's very odd that we don't, because it's such a prevalent thing in life is death. And then there would be times when it would just be dead silent. I'd be like, okay, well, I guess I'm not submitting this to the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. And I did, and they didn't have me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, well, they don't really have many people, it sounds like. Sorry, I'm a straight white male. I shouldn't.
You're projecting. You're projecting. Yeah, so.
There's not a chance they listen to your podcast, though.
Probably not. Just Drake in Toronto.
But not that Drake.
Not that Drake. Exactly. So you worked it out. You chopped the fat. You trimmed it down. And this is a one man show. There's Alex Farling.
No Alex Farling. Unfortunately, I was hoping we would do both shows and in Edmonton this year, but he's on a tour out east, so he couldn't make it. So I'm just doing the one show. Yeah, it's just me. It's nice and trimmed down now and. It fits better in the, you know, in like an hour-long show that I can address every issue and get people comfortable with it before we go through the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's sort of almost like an unspoken taboo. Like people say you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say this, but nobody says like you can't talk about death. There is sort of like this weird sort of taboo around it. People are like, hey, that guy's talking about his loss, and that reflects mine. So
yeah. Yeah, and I think it's interesting that, yeah, it is actually a very relatable topic, but no one talks about it.
Me process my emotions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There have been so many people that have come up to me after shows and gone, thank you. I didn't know that I needed to hear that, but I really appreciated hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a very interesting aspect of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost all of my grandparents.
Right.
I just don't know where they are. But
freezer somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere. Totally didn't kill anyone. once again, no matter what I say, that is the funniest thing to Dion.
He never killed any women.
The funniest thing ever to Dion.
It's the camouflage ring.
Is that I'm innocent. Yeah. That's the funniest thing. He's like, what? They caught somebody else?
As I'm sitting in a garage with cameras all around.
And Larson, America's number one selling storm door.
Yep. If you don't want people screaming through your doors for help, get a storm door.
Easy hang installation. Good for any murder.
And it installs in half the time.
In half the time of a murder?
You can get onto your murder more quickly.
And here we are joking about death. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something I learned a long time ago. You can't control the world. You can't, like, make, like, hey, guys, I'm sensitive about this subject. Don't talk about it. And the best cure for that is to work through it. And sense of humor is paramount for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually a huge part of why I like talking about my grandma. Is like, she was very much that same way of, she knew life was never good or bad, like, all good or all bad. And, like, never really gave anything like a second thought. Was just like, yeah, that's how life happens. Just move on with it. Like she had her catchphrase was, anyways, because she would just move on and be like, that's not actually really important.
Wow.
It might not be fixed today, but within a week, that'll be over.
That does sound like a comedian almost.
Yeah.
Like, anyways. Move on to the next bit.
Yeah. Yeah, like you could bring up like your heartbreaking divorce and 10 minutes in, she'd go, anyways, this doesn't affect my life.
Yeah, exactly. Whether or not I was innocent doesn't affect her life.
Exactly. Right, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Let's have tea.
So whereabouts are you performing in town?
I'll be performing it for 14 shows over the 10 days of Fringe, August 16th to 26th at the Almanac on White Ave.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've been past there a few times. I don't think I've stopped in, so.
Oh, really? Well, that's on you. Mm-hmm. It's a great spot. Absolutely fantastic. Great beers on tap as well from Blind Man Brewery and Deschutes and everybody else.
Yeah.
Really nice, like, fine dining in the foyer, and then the back room is this amazing little art space.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because we're shouting out all your real estate friends, what's your favorite on tap these days?
I would say the Blind Man Kettle Sour.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then...
I just bought four yesterday.
Oh, buddy.
I fucking love that
so
shit.
So good. You bought a four-pack?
I got the lemon and lime one, though.
Oh, yeah, the lemon and lime's okay.
I haven't tried it yet. Did you try their Black Currant Kettle Sour, though?
Oh, what?
Ooh, it was fucking nuts. It was like Kool-Aid, but it got you drunk.
Drunk Kool-Aid.
That's great.
Why don't you just put liquor in Kool-Aid?
Yeah, but then it tastes like liquor, not like... Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bubbly then. What do you?
Yeah.
Kool-Aid isn't bubbly.
Unless you have
horse floor.
Unless you have
my Kool-Aid. sorry, I keep doing that.
I remember you formerly from Edmonton, where you were performing standing up comedy every Wednesday night. You had a show sponsored by a company, a beverage company. Basement of a.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was sponsored by Steam Whistle, and then our friend show was sponsored by Espolon, but that was when we were at Cortez.
You're just killing it with these liquor sponsors. Popular man.
Yeah, in Winnipeg, we had maybe the best one, actually.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was so sweet of them. They were like a newer brewery, but they had just the best beer. It's called Little Brown Jug for anyone in Manitoba. Hit up Winnipeg's
Little Brown Jug.
They have this pale ale called 1919 that's just fucking killer beer.
Double 19.
Yeah, so good. And they hooked us up pretty strong. Like, they gave us a couple free flats, and we plugged their beer every night on stage. It's just, oh,
yeah,
it's phenomenal. Yeah.
What would you say is, like, the best show you've done in comedy? Because you've done a lot of stuff.
What do you mean by best show? Like, best room?
Like,
or?
You had the most fun.
I really had a lot. I have a lot of fun performing. So I was at a threesome last week with Sparling because it's just so he's such a fun dude, and we play off each other so well, and it's really nice as a stand-up comic to, like, have another stand-up comic on the stage with you that you actually trust comedically.
Yeah.
I did improv for a couple years. Didn't think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I gotta say, because me and well, I've been watching New Girl, and one of the best jokes in that entire show was Jet like.
This is gonna require too much context, and it won't be worth it.
No, it's not. It's not too much.
Stay tuned.
It's literally not too much context. Literally, one of the characters was like, "I've never been more embarrassed than the last time I was at an improv show."
Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
It was funny.
Can we get some more context?
It was funny in the moment, though.
You guys are mean to me, and I don't like it.
There's
we're mean to the polo.
No, there was a movie a little while ago.
Right away, Pony Boy. Right away.
I need some more horsepower. This is awful.
Yeah, I nothing against improv. Improvisers are great at what they do.
Yes.
I could never agree with them on stage like I can with another stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like there was, like with Sparling, there was always like a good give and take. With any improv troupe that I ever perform with, I was always confused as to where they were trying to take things. Whereas just mentally, like, the joke structure of stand-up and performing with another stand-up, you hit that joke structure. Whereas with improvisers, I was like, why are you a cat?
I think
it's a
with,
weird choice.
With improv, it's sort of like finger painting. A lot of what you see is very low level and not that
abstract,
impressive.
Very
but
abstract.
There's also some very high level stuff that's very incredible.
Yeah, Picasso.
Yeah.
But even like the best of the best improvers, like if you watch like Whose Line Is It Anyway or whatever, they still only take like 10% of everything that they record and put it on TV.
Yeah.
So it's still a real. You know. Hit and miss.
I have this problem on film sets when we allow actors to improv. The problem is nobody wants to give up the punchline in improv. That's the biggest issue. People just keep trying to escalate stuff. Like, improv itself, you know, it takes a lot of skill, but like, there's so many people who, oh man, I didn't realize I was going to take this hard stance. But like, just for my brief time in improv in this town, like, it's so difficult to find people who have the correct amount of ego to know when to give up the joke and just move on to a new bit.
Yeah, I think that makes a good improviser.
The same thing happens in music where so many people, they're like, yeah, but my drum part, yeah, but it doesn't serve the song.
Yeah.
It doesn't make the song better. It's a good drum part.
But I have to have the double kit. I
need a paradiddle.
We don't care about John Johnson from the Johnson & Johnson Johnson Enhancement Company. Just shut the fuck up, Tim.
Yeah. Go back to Larson's.
I think that, like,
America's number one selling storm door.
Some of the things that makes improv really great is a person sort of like a Jason Bateman, where he's not the best punchline, but he has an amazing reaction to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's not there to be the funniest. He's there to react to the funniest. So
yeah, I didn't mean to, like, shit all over improv. I'm
building this bridge that you guys set on fire. I'm building it out of gasoline.
I was just trying to say that, like, I don't perform well with improvisers.
Our next episode will have the improv troupe.
I can't. Please do.
The improv troupe Horseman. Horseblower!
So you want to do it one more time for camera?
Horseblower!
Beautiful.
My favorite Chris Gordon bit of all time. Just
I love
playing
I
Rihanna
love
and then
car.
Yelling, Horseblower.
I love Shark Car.
Shark Car. He never does Shark Car anymore.
Oh, man.
The one that I always liked of him, that it's not
Chris
really.
Look up Chris Gordon.
No, seriously, we can absolutely do a Chris Gordon fan podcast. Like, we should just do that. But
don't they do that already? Isn't it called Simon King's?
No.
But the Chris Gordon bit that haunted me the most was his Booloons joke.
I don't even remember the joke, but I remember he was laughing so hard at Booloons that he missed the shirt reveal.
It haunted me for, like, days. So, anyway, I'm done.
I love that, man.
So, living in Vancouver, touring around doing comedy, living in a van. Yep. Does it get lonely? You get somebody you share a pillow with? You shacking
Next
up
question.
With? Next question.
No.
Hello. Is that animal you have sex with? Or?
No. No. I usually just sleep alone.
In a cold van.
Well, it's only cold when it's storming out.
Well, it's not cold in Vancouver very often.
It's never cold in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
How much snow did you guys get last year?
There was a flake or two.
Ooh, rough.
I tried to catch it on my tongue, but it was 12 miles away.
Oh, man, that must have been hard. So expensive, though.
Yeah, things aren't actually that expensive there. It's
the real
just
estate.
The rent that's mm-hmm. expensive.
That musical is horrible.
Yeah, and cost way too much.
Jamie has the whip.
I like it.
And it was also a musical, so.
Yeah, ugh. Bad.
Don't
cross
me.
What's your favorite musical? And don't say Aladdin.
Aladdin 2.
Was Aladdin a musical?
I don't know if Aladdin 2
one
was,
jump
though.
Ahead of the bread line, one swing, ahead of the sword, I only feel.
You just made me realize that's the only musical I've ever watched, and I didn't even recognize it as a musical.
Oh, all of those Disney movies you used to watch that had singing in them were all musicals.
Oh, then The Lion King is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Circle of Life. Hold on, let me. No, actually, you're wrong. The answer we were looking for was Hamilton. Sorry.
Oh yeah, that is.
Sorry,
amazing.
You missed that.
The
I haven't seen all of it. I've listened to a bunch of the songs though.
Mm-hmm. It is a good.
I'm just seeing.
Are those too spicy for you?
No, I just accidentally tried to breathe a Skittle. Mm. Which is
those
very
detrimental to your health.
Yes, I know. It's bad. Well, you're in Edmonton. Are you staying at your parents' old place? Or
No, my parents moved, so they don't live in Edmonton anymore. I'm just crashing with friends. Mm-hmm. I've actually got an offer for a nice basement suite that has, a hot tub and stuff. So if you guys want an after party in a hot tub.
Sorry, we've got an improv group meeting.
Cool.
We're all
cool.
Starting an improv group. Yep. We're calling it the Garage Boys.
Yeah.
Can I get a ride home, Dion? I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah. We can fit your horse in my van.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just looking up a list of musicals to see which one's my favorite.
Okay, Jamie,
your favorite?
Spring Awakening?
Better not.
Spring Awakening.
Really?
Or Hairspray.
I can see Hairspray.
Mine is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You don't know what that is.
No.
You've never seen that.
I'm just reading the list.
American political musical?
Was it number one on the list?
No, number one on the list is 110 in the Shade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That.
I think it's about...
Oh, it's not in order of, how good they are. It's just an order of alphabet.
Or Wizard of Oz.
It's alphabetical.
I like all the musicals. Don't make me choose. It's like a Sophie's Choice.
It's really not a Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
Me and Jamie did a comedy show down in Lethbridge, and we had to drive through a snowstorm.
Oh, that was, epic.
And we left Lethbridge, which is a six-hour drive, at about 10 at night and got to Edmonton about 8 a.m., and we just sang musicals the whole way.
Nice.
I just clicked through on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it is considered a legendary Broadway flop, running only 7 performances. Nice.
And that's your favorite, huh?
It is now.
That Tom Jones in it.
Officially, this is the best.
That way no one can look it up and deny it.
That Tom and his Jones. He has a big dick, you guys.
Speaking of, weird, crazy drives.
So I don't need a polo.
I had to drive down to Calgary for a film shoot a couple months back for a film called Summerland that should be coming out pretty soon. Some buddies, Kurt and Chris Harder, great dudes. And we had to drive down, but we needed my friend's, school bus, short bus, for the shoot. It was part of the character. We were drug dealers on a bus that never stopped driving the bus. So we had to do a high-speed drug deal from a school bus to an RV. Amazing scene. Super fun. But driving the bus down was maybe the most painstaking thing I've ever done in my life. My friend who was driving, Paul, had just torn his MCL.
Oh.
So he's moving very, very slow to begin with. He's on crutches. On top of that, like, he's a festival goer, does a ton of drugs. And so just, like, overall, you know, pretty relaxed dude, pretty chill. We stopped about six times to just, like, roll cigarettes or get gas or food. The three-hour drive down to Calgary took 8 hours.
Yep.
There was no bad road conditions, you guys. It was just, we were just hanging out, partying on the bus, on the drive down. It was crazy. It took so long. Like, we left, I think, at, like, six in the afternoon or six at night, and we didn't get in until like 1 a.m. It was insanity. And then we had to get up at 5 a.m. to start the shoot. Dead tired.
And you're part of the Teamsters now, right?
I don't know what that is.
The union that does transportation on movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No movie runs on time when I'm there, when I'm a Teamster.
You were on the movie with me a little while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, and we can stop talking about it.
You,
was that the same one?
Which one?
Was it Goat Fucker or whatever?
Yeah, it was
Bagman?
Knock on your face. No, not Bagman.
Oh,
was
yeah.
On Bagman. Yeah, Bagman. Oh, yeah, you were on Bagman. No, oh, wow, you were on Bagman, too. Yeah, no, what am I doing?
Wait, they're doing a Bagman, too?
Watching people
no.
make...
No.
You heard it here first.
I
Tom confirms Bagman.
You just sitting there in a hay bale for like 5 hours watching people make out.
Yeah, that was a very weird shoot.
Yeah, it was.
I just remember
the director
being
around with Dom Perret being a dick, and it was fucking hilarious.
The director was just telling Dion to face fuck a 16-year-old for 4 hours.
He was mostly just watching them, weren't you?
Yeah, I
they had the kids.
Yeah,
you
they were messing
Dion was
out with
the watcher,
each other
I think.
The most.
Yeah, no. It was the lead was the one face fucking the girl with his tongue,
and
as you so gingerly put it. They were just making out,
and they looked so awkward at it too.
Makeup.
It was so very much like
yeah, by self cooking.
But
late.
No,
yeah,
I was talking about a different movie. I was talking about man, what was it?
What,
Puppy Love.
Puppy Love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one where Adam got knocked out.
You have to watch Adam Blanket knock the fuck out by you.
Yeah, that
fighter.
Was fuck. That was crazy. I'm amazed his eye is still in his face.
It's almost out.
Yeah,
he's
it was already,
Alex
like,
Harling,
dangling.
Yeah.
That could have been the time that he got his eye straightened out, too.
Your shit, whatever it is.
It's been 48 minutes, and we've done
hey,
that, like, once.
So, yeah. Dion, what's
it's
your
fine.
Shit? What's your shit, huh?
Yeah, tell us about your shit, bro.
Yeah, Dion,
your shit.
Come
on. Is there any in your pants
stool,
right now?
Stool scale. Great.
Come on.
Hard
when one. Does this come out?
Soft.
Friday.
With crack.
Okay,
oh, God.
I was expecting to say, 2 weeks after your run at Fringe is done.
We can make that happen if that's what you prefer.
Yeah, you want me to hold the episode?
No, please. Can you get it out on Wednesday before opening night?
I probably could.
Do it on Friday. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to? What else do you want to talk about with that? Or do you want to talk about stand-up or... What's up with you? Are you still doing stand-up?
Yeah. I do it occasionally.
Occasionally?
Next Tuesday I'm going to be doing some at the Comic Strip. I've gotten a lot more corporate events recently, which is weird.
Yeah, that is extremely weird that they would let you do corporates.
I know, it's very
you
weird.
The least clean comic I've ever known in my
it's
life.
It's weird now.
To be fair, he like kills
all business.
The time.
I do love
killer on stage, exclusively on stage.
It's good.
Only provable kills, confirmed kills on stage.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing. I got all my dates posted on my Facebook page and give out free tickets to what I can. I get to do a little bit of touring. Just got back from New York City a little while ago, where they make pasta contests.
Sweet. Yeah. How are the open mics over there?
Oh, really good. A lot of fun time.
You do the Gilded Pear or Greenwich Comedy Club?
Greenwich Comedy Club went out there. It was really nice. That's my wife's favorite part of town, apparently.
Who is this wife that you think you have?
I don't even know if he even has a wife, considering all the dates he goes on.
Gilded Pear.
The Gilded Pear.
Is that what he calls his wife?
My wife.
My wife, the Gilded Pair.
I don't know. For some reason, Nick is one of those people that every time he says my wife, I just automatically translate it to fucking Borat.
What's her name?
Her name is Nanya Business.
Please text Tom.
And I will tell you...
Her
Nick's
name
wife.
Is...
I almost said it. I almost her said
name,
it anyway.
Her name is Erin Maslow, okay? And we're in love.
Knew you would. Marry your old podcast partner's wife.
It's legal in Denver.
Wow.
That's where Erin Maslow lives.
Huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was Minnesota.
It was.
No.
Or Minneapolis.
No, it's Denver now, though.
Oh, they moved to Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, so he's like a mile high off the ocean.
High Plains Comedy Festival is happening as we speak.
Oh,
I didn't get my invitation.
Do you ever wonder why?
Well, you've got all those corporates, though.
I know.
It looks like you're killing all the time, and it's just...
Well, you did a show a little while ago, about a year ago when you lived here, where a bunch of comedians went up and did their worst material on stage.
Yeah.
That's when I cracked out my stuff.
Your grandma?
No, that's when I brought my A-game.
Nick, you did the exact same set you always do.
Yeah. But I smiled less.
You did your corporate set during that show, if I recall. Yeah, it was a really fun show.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
and you recorded an album there, didn't you?
Yeah, I haven't released it. I'm planning on releasing it, you know, after I release a good album first. it's going to be called.
That's how you want to start?
I think I'll call it Time Crapsule. And I'll release it like 10 years into my career and be like, hey, this is all the bad jokes that I once did, or else it's going to be called Throwback Turds Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty funny.
We just started a poll. People can text Tom.
Text Tom to choose Time Crapsule or Throwback Turds Day. Shout out to Dale Ward. That was his line was Turds Day. I like that
Turds
one.
Day, yeah. That's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
text me if you have any other name ideas for the album
text
as well.
You.
Text Tom.
Text Tom
your ideas.
Yeah, you can either vote for what Time Crapsule
or
Throwback
Thursday,
or you could do a write-in vote.
Yeah, I'll give you a write-in.
Bernie Sanders, he might win this one.
Yeah, that was a really fun show. I really enjoyed that. And there were comics that like actually brought back material out of it. Mark McHugh was one that. Messaged me a while after it and went, hey, man, thanks for doing that show where we all did our worst old material or just jokes that, like, we love but never landed. And we, like, they finally had an avenue where all those jokes landed because they weren't supposed to be good and they weren't. But he actually, he had a bit that he brought back from that he, like, revived and was like, hey, this is a good joke. I know how to do it now. And I had one as well that I've since... started performing again because it's actually a lot of fun and crowds really love it.
I know you've been out of touch for a little while. You're Mark McHugh's a little bit of a pariah now. He's come out with some very controversial Dr. Pepper opinions.
Yeah.
Oh, I was there. I was there.
Yeah,
we did Calgary Yucks together last week,
and
when he showed up, I was furious that he wasn't staying at the condo with me and Lisa Baker because me and Baker both had very, very strong objections to all of his opinions.
You were gonna fucking soap in the sock to Mark, weren't you?
Oh, 100%. That was how he was going to wake up every night. Lisa was going to hold the towel over him, and I was just going to sock him. Oh, he got there, and we...
Sock it to him.
For the listener, what is he...
His
I don't even like saying it.
Mark McHugh's opinion is that Dr. Pepper is root beer.
Should be classified as a root beer.
Which is the flat earther of soft drinks.
It really is, because the number one flavor in Dr. Pepper is pomegranate, which is not a root.
Yeah. There's 32 flavors. 32 flavors. I don't have that many fingers in Dr. Pepper. And it's got cola, cherry, licorice, amaretto, almond, vanilla, blackberry, apricot, all the different flavors. It's got sarsaparilla, which sarsaparilla is similar to root beer.
Sarsaparilla is the root.
Root beer?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, I hate that Mark is right.
Well, it's similar to root beer, but it is not. It's like, if you were to point at this garage and say this entire garage is drywall, there's drywall in the garage,
no,
but...
No, okay. There's no root beer in Dr. Pepper. Don't give him an inch.
Don't give him an inch.
No, for no reason is he right. when he got there, Lisa, it was his first time at the Yucks Calgary, and Lisa was like, hey, you have to sign the wall. And he wrote on the wall, Dr. Pepper equals root beer. And then we almost found a new middle. We were like, you can't go on the show. This is ridiculous. The craziest part of the whole thing was that halfway through his set on the first show, he goes, I have a bit of a controversial opinion that I want to bring up. And I thought he was going to do it. And he didn't realize that that was like a lead into that. He was just going to go into a different bit. But there was a guy in the crowd that yelled out, Dr. Pepper is root beer!
Oh, God.
And I
no.
ran across the room and went, who are you? What do you know?
Fucking brother, wasn't it?
It was his brother. Yeah. Oh, I was so mad, man. Though.
And how does that compare to your new Fringe show in terms of comedy levels? I don't know. I'm just trying to bring it back because we've got to wrap it up.
I mean, I was way more sad and offended and angry about that moment than I was about my grandmother's passing. That indication.
So where do you land on Dr. Pepper? Are you for it, against it?
I'm pro. I'm very pro.
Pro DP?
Yeah. I'm pro DP, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Phil.
Also pro R&B,
Dr. Phil.
Though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do a Dr. P, yeah.
And what's your favorite root beer, then?
Oh, it has to be an A&W. Although I do like a good Barks, too.
It's got bite.
I've heard. Yeah. Spokesman Nick McQuick over here.
Still haven't killed anyone.
DP? Oh, for sure. There was a porn career at one time, wasn't there, Nick?
Oh, who knows? That was so long ago. So, Dion.
Oh, I'll bring it up forever.
Where can people get tickets to your
go thing? To fringetheater.ca. You can find it on Facebook, My Grandmother's Maid. You can also call Fringe Grounds in Edmonton. Or get them at the box office on Fringe Grounds in Edmonton.
You keep looking at me like I have the answer.
I don't know. I don't know where to look. I'm literally facing a camera, so I'll just talk straight into the camera, I guess. Is this the right one? Is this the right camera? Go to fringetheater.ca, and for our listeners at home, you can call them.
I don't know if it's the right camera.
I don't think it is.
It is.
No, he looks like he wasn't looking at the camera, though.
You're right, it's this one.
This is the problem.
Go to fringetheater.ca.
No, it's
that
one.
Go to fringetheater.ca.
You can tell on the monitor.
No, we like to end the episode.
Nick. I just want Nick
there
to go
to
my show.
There is something about it that looks like the dead-eyed stare of a blind person.
Come to my show, Nick. Go to my show. Go, Nick. Just you. I just need you in the audience.
That'll be a weird show.
It'll be a very fun show.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening.
It'll be you doing your grandma fisting material. We're not doing my nice grandma material. I love my grandma.
Just go to iTunes, give us 5 stars and a little review. That would help us out the most.
Text Tom for tickets.
Can't do that. Just like
Tom for fringetheater.ca.
Text Tom to share your opinions about whether or not Dr. Pepper is classified.
No, 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 no.
Text Tom to go to my show.
Get my phone number off of there. I don't want to be a part of that one. That's the one reason. And then nobody can text me for. Yeah, that's a hard limit. Doesn't know. Anyway.
Text Tom all the flavors of Dr. Pepper. I've been Nick McQuick. Thank you. Give us a like, favorite, subscribe, or stars, however you're listening to this. It helps out the show. We're not asking for your money, just your attention. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Nick McQuick. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the episode as much as we enjoyed making it. But enjoyment isn't what's going to pay our bills. We're not asking for your money, just your attention. If you could take a couple minutes out of your day and just go over to iTunes, give us 5 stars and a little review, that would help us out the most. But even if you can't do that, just a like on Facebook or YouTube, anywhere else, that really would make my day. Thank you very much for listening, and if you guys want to get at me for more social media stuff, you can check the fan page, Quick and Slow, or my personal page, Nick McQuick. Hope to see you next episode.